Have you ever wondered why some gym owners race to their goals while others get stuck or even go backward? It all comes down to their behaviors and mindset. And this is where our avatar chart comes in. So the avatar chart is a tool that helps mentors identify the behaviors that are slowing or accelerating the progress of a client toward their net owner benefit goal. The chart doesn't directly tie to NOB. It doesn't mean that like somebody who's green is hitting their NOB and somebody who's yellow isn't hitting their NOB. But what it does do is track how quickly a client moves toward it or away from their NOB goal. What this chart is really for is to tell us what the client's speed to outcome is likely to be. So we know that our curriculum works. We've produced 288 clients last year who achieved their NOB goal and 125 the year before. The curriculum is getting better. It works. We've produced over 60 millionaires now. And so if somebody complains, ah, Two Brain didn't work, then we automatically know that they didn't do what they were told. So our job as mentors is not to change the curriculum, it's to get them to do the work that's going to get them to their goal. Given a long enough timeline, I really believe that our curriculum will work for everyone. Maybe that timeline is, 6 months, maybe that timeline is 6 years, or maybe even it's 20 years. But the timeline depends on how quickly they do the work, not what we specifically give them or how we change it compared to everybody else. And so the avatars in this chart describe how quickly somebody is doing the work that's going to get them to their NOB goal. It's going to tell us what's slowing them down and our top strategies for speeding them up. So the avatar chart shows what's impacting their timeline, not whether they need something completely different or to be told something that's not in our curriculum. Now, it's worth noting here, I think, and I'm going to say this again later, but it's worth noting that people can change from one avatar to another fairly often. They can lose motivation, they can be sick, they can have something else sideline them that's slowing them down. And that's why we have a place to update their avatar in the app, which I'll show you in a moment. You should update this monthly if their avatar changes. And as their avatar changes, so should our mentoring approach. So let's start by looking at a few of these just as examples. We want to start with the eager avatar. Okay. So right over here, they're able to move quickly along that timeline because they crave novelty and they thrive with focus and checklists and milestones. So their speed to outcome is going to be fast, and that's what makes them green. They're not green because they are already at 100K NOB or they're very close to hitting their NOB goal. They're green because they are ready for more. Okay, so they're moving fast. Their speed to the outcome is fast. The buddy avatar, okay, just kind of like, right up here, they prioritize relationships and they require emotional connections like storytelling and, small targets to stay motivated. Like you have to use emotional and relational levers with them. You're doing this to help your coach. What can we do to help, this person make a better living? What can we do to create this opportunity for your family? I need you to do this thing for me, that kind of thing. And the cynic avatar, who is, way over on this side, they're the most problematic because they're actively avoiding our advice, right? They're resisting. In fact, they might be so cynical that if we tell them something, they won't do it because it came from us, or they're doing the opposite. And so for them, our advice actually has a rebound effect. They won't do something simply because we told them to. What do we do about it? Well, we've got a bunch of tips here that you can use to get the cynic going, like book them on a CSM call or whatever. The different avatars require different mentoring tactics, and that's why those things are like listed here, the catalysts, the roadblocks. That's what's required to speed up their progress. Not different curriculum, not different courses, not different tactics in the toolkit. They do not have unique problems, but they do require a different approach to get them to do the work. So our responsibility, our job as mentors is to get the client to do the work, not to reinvent the wheel, not to come up with brand new tactics, not to explain a podcast that we just heard this morning. This is the way that they achieve great results. And our ability to get them to do the work is what largely determines their speed to outcome, their ability to get to that net owner benefit. If we could keep everybody for 20 years, we'd probably get everybody to that net owner benefit goal. But a lot of them are going to get there in 6 months or 2 years because we've matched our mentoring strategy to their actual avatar. So great mentors adapt their strategies based on client behaviors. However, they don't change the curriculum because we already know that the curriculum works. We can't just convince somebody to work harder by using sweet logic. We have to employ different methods for different people and even at different times. But this is what makes a coach a great coach. It's our flexibility in applying the curriculum to different people, not in our ability to change the curriculum or come up with a brand new tool. That's what this chart is for. So it's worth noting that people, again, can change from one avatar to another fairly often. And that's why we have a place to update their avatar in the app. So I'm just going to show you that really quickly right now. If you open up the app and you open up the client, you're making notes or whatever, you can actually change their status right from their business profile. But you can also do it when you're assigning tasks. So if you go down to their activity hub, for example, and you're like making a note, and we create a new note. There's an opportunity right here to change their avatar, okay? So that, there's a good spot there. And you can do that while you're creating their notes for the month. Actually, they were kind of swerving this month. Their avatar changed. Okay, well, I'm gonna just make a note of that. So when I'm writing their notes, click on Business Activity Hub, click on Notes. Okay, and I click on New Note. I can change it. Okay. So this month, actually, they were kind of flat, So their engagement actually seems a little bit yellow. They're off a little bit. So we'll write our note and we'll save it. And that will change their avatar in the app too, just so that, we can keep track of what's actually going on here and change over time. The client avatar that we assign is not like you assign it once and that's their avatar forever. This should be updated on every single call so that you can track their mood and relate that to their speed. So when you are writing their notes, you want to identify their behaviors and you want to update their avatar as you go, because that will help you identify the roadblocks and the most effective strategies to move them forward. The strategies that you need are not the same all the time. You don't just identify an avatar and that's how the person is going to behave for the rest of their time with TwoBrain. It's going to change over time. So focus on the key outcomes of increasing their speed to outcome, right? The speed at which they can get to NOB by breaking down these barriers and getting it out of your mind that they're always going to be eager on every single call. They're not. But they're also not going to be cynical on every single call. And as you move them from cynical to skeptical to swerving and they start to make progress, you want to update their avatar because that will remind you to change your tactics and your strategies for mentoring them on the call. So ultimately, every gym owner can reach their NOB goal given enough time and effort. This chart helps us as mentors shorten that timeline by applying the right strategy to each person at the right time. So think about your clients. Who's flat? Who's swerving? Who's dialed in this month? Update their avatars in their client notes, and that will remind you on the next call that you need to mention them maybe differently than you have in the past.